Hello, everyone. My name is Camille, and I'm coming to you from California, and you're listening to the Everything and More podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure to follow us. We have some exciting stuff for you guys this week. We have a very special guest, and it's been a long time getting this interview together. So everybody, please welcome Stephanie we have here today. Woo!
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad we could finally do this.
Yes, me too. So much applause. We have a special chat in store today. We have some special announcements coming from Stephanie. It's going to be great. So stay tuned. And we're so glad to have you, like I said earlier. So we start off every episode with our highs and lows, which is courtesy of my co-host, Cosette. It was her idea. So I'm just going to go first, with my best part of the week, my worst part of the week. I'll probably start with the low. That way we have a build up.
Yep.
So I would say my low is that here, I don't know what the weather is like in Massachusetts, but it is just so hot in California.
It's super hot here too.
Yeah. So, and I hate hot weather. So it's not very exciting for me, but that's okay. We're just going to deal with it because that's the only choice I have. I can't control the weather. I'll just try to stay as cool as possible. And then for my high, it hasn't happened yet, but I will say that on Friday, I'm supposed to be going to a One Direction themed night. And I just think that'll be so fun. Yes, I know.
So much fun.
Yes, I'm so excited. I love One Direction. I became like a full-fledged fan in the past year, so I think I'm going to have a good time. Make sure everybody get vaccinated because that way we can kind of get back to stuff like this. It is a masked event because Los Angeles is kind of cracking down again with the masks, so I'll be masked and I'll be safe, so everybody get vaccinated so we can all party together.
Yeah, absolutely. Get vaccinated.
Yes. Stephanie, what are your highs and lows?
My high was I went to fireworks with some family to celebrate like this annual St. Mary's Day feast that happens in my grandparents' town. And it was a little bit different this year because of COVID and stuff, and we didn't have our normal party, but it was good to see some family and have some fireworks too.
Right. That sounds fun. Exciting. I love fireworks.
Yeah. My low would probably be, I don't think I did really anything Monday. So I just kind of set.
Yeah. Just kind of vibing.
Yeah, so I would say that was kind of a little bit depressing, but
yeah, just like your kind of day.
Yeah,
we all have those. Sometimes there's days where we don't have highs and we don't have lows. It's just kind of like, oh, everything's all right, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Since you mentioned it, I actually saw fireworks too. I totally forgot, but I went to a baseball game.
Oh, that's awesome!
And there was a fireworks show, and I love fireworks. So I'm finding common ground already in our conversation.
Awesome.
Yes, but let's talk about you, Stephanie. Tell us about yourself and how you got into songwriting and making music.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm 15, and like you said, I'm from Massachusetts. I've always listened to music. I grew up listening to music, my parents' music, and I think really when I found music that like meant something to me, so like Clairo, Phoebe Bridgers, different artists like that, artists that I didn't grow up with, that I was discovering for myself, really inspired me to write my own songs.
Right. That's so exciting. And do you remember like what the first song you ever wrote was and kind of what that was like, and when you decided like, oh, like this would be fun if I started writing music?
I would write songs when I was like really little, based on Taylor Swift. Songs like Taylor Swift, and so they'd be about boys that I obviously didn't have a relationship with at all. So obviously those were really bad, but I think my first like real song that I wrote was maybe a year ago. And it was something that I said, like that I could actually see myself like singing from time to time.
Yeah. Wow. That's so cool. And that's so funny you mentioned Taylor Swift. I feel like a lot of people kind of took inspiration from her, obviously, as like young women, like being like, oh, wow, look at her songs. I remember my friends and I, we put together a little girl band when I was in like the third grade. And when I tell you, I thought that I wrote Love Story by Taylor Swift. Like, I thought I wrote that song. Like, we made a whole jam. Right. I made that song still goes hard to this day.
I know, right?
Guys, stream Love Story, Taylor's version. It's so good. Absolutely. But no, I really thought I wrote that song. Like, how crazy. I thought I came up with the whole storyline. Never read Romeo and Juliet. And I was literally like 8 years old. And I thought I wrote that song.
Oh my God, I love that so much.
So embarrassing. But no, that's so great that you got into music, and you say last year you wrote your first real song. What was that process like, and what was it like shoveling that out? Kind of,
it was kind of just like taking inspiration from all different artists that I love, mm-hmm. and like seeing how they write their songs and how they're so personal. I knew that's like what I want to write, because
right.
when I hear something that's so personal, like it changes you in a way.
Yeah.
And so I don't want my music to just be like people don't really get it and it's not personal for them.
Yeah. You want to kind of stray away, not so to speak, from like genericness, because I think there's mm-hmm. some songs that aren't as powerful in meaning or aren't as personal, but they're still good songs. They're still great, right. fun.
Yeah.
But no, that's really good that you say that you want to write music that is not only personal to yourself, but could be like that for others. I think that's one thing that a lot of people like about Olivia Rodrigo mm-hmm. is that like her first song right out of that was like something very personal, and you don't always see that in music, especially today. So that's good. We want more artists to have that vision of like, let me be vulnerable, let me be personable in my music. So go you. That's so amazing.
Thank you. And yes. I love Olivia Rodrigo. She's amazing.
So. Yes, I've seen your covers. We love Olivia. We love Traitor, One Step Forward, Three Steps Back. Like, what songs? Yeah. So let's talk about your upcoming single that's dropping. Tell us about If These Walls Could Talk.
Yeah, so I'm releasing it this Friday, which is crazy. It's about my grandparents' house, and basically there's talks about them getting older and selling the house, and the house has been such a safe place for me all throughout my life, and so I just kind of thought about what that would mean to me if suddenly one day the house, I couldn't go there anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote this song basically about what it would be like if the house could talk to us and kind of share the memories that it shares with us, you know?
Yeah. And wow, that's so, again, just like building off of just you talking about like wanting to be personal, like what a personal, like it's kind of like, it feels like a bunch of memories combined into one song. That's probably what that was like, or what it's like to hear that they're thinking, even contemplating about selling the house. I know I would say the same with my grandparents, like both of my sets of grandparents, like their houses have been staples in my life. So many memories there, so many visits. And that's just something like, especially if you have a close relationship with your grandparents, it's like you can't imagine them anywhere else almost, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I see that we could pre-save this song on Spotify. Is this your first Spotify release?
It is, which is why I'm super nervous about it.
No, that's so exciting. How does it feel to make that transition from kind of putting your music out on SoundCloud versus like doing it on Spotify?
It feels really good. It feels like I've really made a big accomplishment. This was my goal at the beginning of the year, and I didn't think that it would happen this soon, but I'm really proud of myself.
Right. That's so exciting. So what was the writing process really like for this song? Like, I know you gave the story, but how long has it been kind of you writing and kind of mixing it together in terms of putting it out today? What has that looked like?
I wrote it probably in April, maybe. And it was a song that I kind of just like kept to myself for a little bit. You know, I wasn't thinking of putting it out on all platforms. That wasn't even in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played it for my family and they really liked it and it boosted my confidence a bit. And
yeah.
I recorded it and I wanted to record it right. So I bought a bunch of different stuff to record it in my bedroom. And I've just kind of kept it for a little bit. And so now it's finally going to be out.
Wow, that's so amazing. And what is that like, recording in your bedroom, kind of upgrading your setup? How did that play out for you? Was it difficult at first?
Yeah, for sure. Especially when you don't know, like, where everything goes and you don't know, like, different chords and stuff like that. It was a little bit hectic. And then it's so funny, too, because you're so familiar in your room, obviously. It's not like being in a studio, so you mess up so many different times. And I recorded my demo with my parents, and it was just like, I would mess up and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I gotta restart the whole thing. And it was just really funny. But
yeah, well, that's what music is, trial and error, you know. Sometimes even sometimes the mistakes, you're like, oh, I kind of like that, maybe we'll leave it like this. So that's great. And so, like, this is your first like single release after your EP. What are you thinking kind of your future in music looks like in terms of like the next year maybe or so in releasing, since you are so young?
Yeah, I do want to make another EP and put it out on all platforms. I've just been recently like thinking about what I want that EP to sound like, getting different instruments and maybe going into a studio, not doing it all in my bedroom. It's just kind of up in the air right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
For sure. Yes. Well, you heard it here first, everyone. We'll see. An EP could be coming. We're not sure yet, but it could be. It could be.
You never know.
And that's enough. Right. You never know. Mm-hmm. And so who would you say are some artists that really inspire your sound, that you kind of pull from or you look up to? What is that like? Who are those people that we can thank?
Definitely Gracie Abrams, especially for like the piano ballad type, how her lyrics are really personal and direct. I really love that. Phoebe Bridgers and Claro, more so for the lyrics. I do want to start writing songs that are more like folk and indie stuff like that. I do want to experiment with that, but definitely they inspire my songwriting.
Yeah. And so, because you mentioned indie and folk, would you categorize yourself in those genres now? Or like, what would you say is your style of music?
I guess it would be like acoustic pop folk, I guess. I'm not really sure what people categorize like a piano ballad now, but I would say those three.
And is that the genre like you want to stay in, or do you want to explore? What's that like? Because I know I've talked to a few other artists and they always say like it really just depends, they're willing to try all things. So what is that like for you?
Yeah, I definitely want to expand. I like, for instance, Claro just released her new album, Sling, which I love. And that's very like folk and reminds me of like, has like a 70s vibe to it. And that really inspired me to like see if I could do the same thing. Like I want to create something that sounds like that.
Wow, cool. So you really, you do put a lot of thought into where your kind of ideas are coming from and the people that you're pulling from. So that's awesome. Like I said earlier, you're pretty young. You said 15, which that's, again, like applause for doing this and putting yourself out there. Because when I was 15, I would have never done that. I was so scared. but you've kind of chosen for yourself music as a career. Like, do you see yourself doing that long term and trying to pursue music long term?
I definitely think that I know that music will always be a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure like what I want to do in the future. Right. Like if I wanted to be my full-time job, I think it would be great, but I also think that, you know, sometimes that just doesn't work out. So
yeah,
there could definitely be other things.
Right. So, and do you see yourself maybe like going to college for music or just like straight out of high school trying to do it full-time, you think?
I've never really saw myself going to college for music. I know mm-hmm. that I do want to go to college.
Right.
Maybe minor in music could be. I don't know.
Yeah, that could be good. All of my friends minor in music, except for me. I'm like one of the only ones, a whole bunch of my friends minor in music, but they love it. And I think that too, like if you're passionate about it and wanting a career in music, whether it's you being an artist yourself or if it's songwriting for others too, like that's something you could always think about. If you weren't, just like hypothetical, if you weren't majoring in music, like what would you major in? What are your interests?
I've been asking myself this question a lot because
right, you have a lot of time to think about it, don't worry.
So. I'm a sophomore now and so the pressure is on. Right. I don't know, I've always liked working with kids and I like writing, so like journalism, something like that.
Right.
Or like nursing, I don't really know. I could like literally do anything.
It could be anything
by the day.
Listen, our first guest on here, we brought her on as a musical like artist, like to interview her as a music artist, but she's a nursing major at our school. So you can do anything. You could do all kinds of things. You never know. And you, like I said, you have time to figure it out. You said the pressure's on as a sophomore, which is true. Sophomore year and junior year, I won't even lie to you. It's pretty pressureful, but I applaud. See, again, I just have to applaud you for doing all of this while being a sophomore in high school, because I would not have the mental capacity to be putting out my own music while going through sophomore year. That was a rough one for me. So good job.
Thank you.
What would you say is the hardest part about writing music, do you think?
Sometimes getting inspired. Like, it can be so hard sometimes. Like, if I get writer's block, I just write trash for, like, weeks. And I try so hard to make it work, and it just doesn't. And that's something that I just have to accept. But I get so frustrated.
Yeah. I bet. I think that we all have writer's block, and I think it's frustrating again for everybody. How do you work through that?
I'll try to like think of just anything that can inspire me to write a song. So I'll listen to what other people have written and kind of like see what they've specifically written about, and then I'll put it into my own life and write about it. Just so I can get back in the groove of writing and then I can write better songs.
Wow, that's great. And then so also too, like you're kind of doing this on your own. I know when we first like talked and I looked you up and I was like, wow, look at her doing all this stuff. And then but it just like, you know, because of the way our lives were working, it didn't work out. We were both in school doing things. But then I looked at you again and you had like a substantial like amount of growth, like through posting reels and just like releasing your music. And what is that like kind of to see the response to your reels and seeing people that like your stuff. What is that like?
It's really cool and surreal. Like, literally, I woke up this morning and I had a DM from somebody that I didn't know. And it was just like, really love your music. Just keep doing what you're doing. And I was like, that's super cool. Like, that was like such a great way to wake up. And so I like, it's really weird for me.
Right.
Super but cool at the
same time. Super cool at the same time. Yeah. It's just, I think, cause I've seen those, I've sent those, I've received those. Like, I think that there's something about putting yourself out there that is so scary initially. And when you kind of see that your music is resonating with people or like making someone smile, like it adds a certain amount of joy to, it makes you know that you're doing something good, that you're doing it for a purpose. And even when you're just starting out, even if it's like one comment, one like, whatever it is, like that feels great.
It absolutely does.
Yeah. If you, now this is just like my kind of random question, but if you could write a song for any artist, who would it be?
So just the lyrics, right? Because I feel like it would be very different if I wrote a song for somebody with music too.
Right.
And it would change their whole genre.
Hey, you could write a ballad for somebody.
It would be fun to see them try if that's not their genre. I would say Phoebe Bridgers, just because I would love to for her to take her own spin on it. Like every single cover that I've heard her do, she just adds her own magic to it, and I love that.
Wow, that's cool. See, I wish I had talent to write songs and like have these aspirations and dreams. Kind of to close this out, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like, what do you hope to be doing? You'll be 20. You'll be living life. What are the goals you have? Do you want to tour? Do you want to be an independent artist? Do you want to be signed? Tell me, what are we thinking?
I definitely want to maybe be in New York or a different state. I would love to tour. I would love to do that. I think touring is so cool. You get to do what you love, and then you get to travel the world at the same time and meet new people. I think that's so cool. So I'd love to be doing that. And independent or signed, doesn't really matter to me. I'm cool with both.
With anything. Well, this has been an amazing chat, Stephanie. Thank you so much just kind of for opening up and sharing about your new song. Is there anything else you want to tell the people?
Just stick with me because I'm always writing new songs, even if I don't put them out. So maybe some unreleased stuff on my Instagram. Always check out my Instagram for updates.
Right. Guys, she's a busy woman. She's a busy woman, always writing, always putting things out. If you guys are here from Stephanie's Instagram and listening because you're a fan of Stephanie, thank you so much for listening and for supporting her. Continue to show your support. Continue to stream her songs. Pre-save that song if you haven't already. By the time this episode comes out, the song should be out. So go stream it right now.
Oh my God, crazy.
Yes, If These Walls Could Talk. It will be featured on our Everything and More podcast collection playlist. Make sure to stream it along with all the other amazing artists that we've interviewed on this podcast. And yes, you guys, that is it for this week's episode. Thank you so much, Stephanie, again for joining us. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and we are rooting for you here at Everything and More podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yes, guys, feel free to share this episode with your brother, with your aunt, with your best friend, with your mom, anybody. All the people can listen to it and they will have a great time. And you know the drill. If you're listening on Spotify, follow us. And if it's Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. We will be back with a brand new episode next week. Bye.